Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Monday, October the 25th.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 targeted sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials, attempts to unseat President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and related issues.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe. The Ministry of Health says there was one person who died of COVID-19 in the country yesterday, bringing to total the number of people that have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year to 4,669. The total number of Zimbabweans who have succumbed to coronavirus since March last year.
According to the Ministry of Health, 26 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded countrywide yesterday.
And Zimbabwe has so far recorded 132,651 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and just over 127,000 recoveries, and more than 3.5 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. At least 2.5 million have received both doses, with the country needing to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity.
In other news, some Zimbabweans staged a peaceful protest today, demanding the removal of target sanctions imposed on ZANU-PF officials by the West.
In a related development, Sybert Musengezi, who has filed a high court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary, says he is receiving death threats amid worsening factionalism in the ruling party.
In an interview with the VOA Zimbabwe service, Musengezi dismissed presidential spokesperson George Jaramba's remarks that he is not a ZANU-PF member, saying he joined ZANU-PF at a very tender age and he is still in the party.
He filed a court order seeking the nullification of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's leadership of ZANU-PF, saying his elevation was illegal, as the central committee that made the decision to remove the late former President Robert Mugabe from the post of party secretary was not properly convened.
At the same time, some ZANU-PF youth are calling for the amendment of the Zimbabwe Constitution to insert a clause granting a president an unlimited term of office. This comes at a time when the party is preparing for its annual National People's Conference. Ibambe Zulukanda Balinjani lapha ekhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Lamhlanje siyahlangana ku Live Talk. Lapha sikhuluma khona ngokunengi. Singathi ke isamba sethu lamhla sigcwele kakhulu. Sine COVID-19 esikhuluma ngayo, bese kubuya ke izijezo zenotho ezamfakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF. Lokunye ke khonokho imizamo yokuthi kususwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni, ngoba kuthiwa ke wangena kuleso sikhundla sikanobhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF ngendlela engayisiyo. Kodwa sikhangele okokuqala ke i-COVID-19. Kule Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke kulo muntu oyedwa obule i-COVID-19 izolo. Kuthe lokhu sikutho ukuthi sokula abantu abayi-4,669 asebabulawa i-COVID-19 kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye. Izolo njalo ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kuthi kulabantu abafika amajumi amabili lasithupha 26 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Kusukela ngombimbidi onyakenye sokula abantu 132,651 asebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abaphepha kumkhuhlane lo bedlula 127,000. Abantu abedlula 3.5 million sebehlatshwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, kuze kusithi abayi 2.5 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokwesibili. Sibonile njalo ke abantu eZimbabwe namhlanje betshengisela emgwaqweni, abanye ke singathi bonke tshengisela emgwaqweni besithi kazesulwe izijezo zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kuze kusula njalo lolunye udaba kulo mnumzana Sybert Musengezi. Waphanyeka udaba lokuthi uMnangagwa angenanga ngemfanelo esikhundleni, waliphanyeka ke emthethweni ndawo yayikhothi esithi hayi, kumele kulungiswe lokhu, kwenziwe umhlangano omutsha, ukhethwe umkhokheli omutsha. So ke uMsengezi uphinde wathi lokhu kukhulunywa ngabanye abantu abathi yena so member bayazikhulumela, bakhuluma nje intando yabo. Bese kusiba labanye njalo abakubandla leZANU-PF abathi hey, So kumele ukuthi ke umnango kwahlala isikhathi esithe esesikhundleni ngoba bathi kwenza kahle amavelas. So kunjalo.
Apa chirongwa chedu chelights off musi wemuvhuro October 25th, 2021. Nasi tirikukurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19 uyezve tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichange tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika nenyika dzakadai seBritain neAmerica. Zviri kuzi izvozvo zvibviswe pane kuratidza kwaitwa nhasi munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana nekubvutswana zvakare. Asi tombodzokera panyaya yecovid-19. Zimbabwe pari zvino yave nevanhu 132,651 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vasvika pa 127,298,000. Kwozouya vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vasvika ivo pa 4,669. Tozotarisa isu vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino vadaudzira 3.2 million munyika. Kunyange hazvo nyika ichida kuti iwanikwe iyo ichibaya nhomba vanhu vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane inonzi iyo herd immunity uyezve kuti vanhu vagokwanisa kuwanikwa vasisaparadzirani denda iri recovid-19. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvinyorwa zvakanyorwa nemumwe anova iye anozviti nhengo yezano PF vakawanikwa ivo vachiendesa nyaya yavo kumatare vasaidep musengezi vachivawanikwa ivo vanyora kuhigh court vachiti ivo mutungamiri wenyika vaemarson munangagwa ngavabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakagadzwa zvisiri pamutemo. Sekutaura kwavo vari kuti ivo zvakaitika panguva iyo vamugabe vakabviswa pachigaro mupati yavo iyoyi yezano PF hazvina kuitwa zvakanaka. Asi ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa zvakare. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane vamwe vawanikwa ivo vachiratidzira vachiti zvirango izvi ngazvibviswe. Taona zvakare kuine mumwe musangano wanga uri kuitwa kuBotswana kune dzimwe nyikawo dzemuAfrica dzichibatana neZimbabwe nyika dziri musadak vachikurudzira kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa Zimbabwe zvibviswe. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo nezvimwewo zvakatarisana nenyika pari zvino.
Marvelous. There are some people who are actually saying, you know, these sanctions are damaging Zimbabwe and so forth. We saw Linda Masarira today. She was, marching in Harare together with other members of the broad alliance against sanctions. So they are calling for the removal of these targeted sanctions. So there are also some ZANU-PF members who are saying, you know what, these sanctions should go. But other people are saying nothing has changed in Zimbabwe. So therefore, these sanctions must remain. So let's hear what some people were doing in Harare today. So now I think we'll bring you that that audio where people were actually, protesting in the streets saying these sanctions must go. So I think there we go. So there you are, Marvelous. That is Linda Masarira with other members of the Broad Alliance Against Sanctions. So they are saying, you know, these sanctions must go, and they were singing some revolutionary songs there. So chime in there.
Aiwa, apo tangatiri kuona muzvare Linda Masarira vakabatana ivo nevamwewo mamwe mapato akazvimirira vachiti ivo vari kuda kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika zvibviswe. Tanzwa vachiimba zvimbo zvehondo zvaimboimbwa munguva yapfuura pahondo yechimurenda panyaya iyo chichikwe chichaitika muharare nasi.
Ye, unjalo ke siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantu sibila bathi isitheso lezi mavela sikumele zisuswe. Kodwa ke sikhale ke ngo Linda Masarira ekhuluma ngakho khona ukuthi kumele kwenziweni isitheso lezi. So siyakwazi ukuthi ukhulume ngendima ezijeneyo ukuthi sizame ke ukuthi simlethe sizokuthi yena uMasarira besithini ke ngezitheso zenotho lezi.
Kuchenjeni wekuziva kuthi vanhu veganda chena vasina mazwi apana pavakambozivaaana kuziva veganda rivo vanotaura nyehuman rights abuse nekuti human rights yavari kutaura yakaitika patakatyora minda yedu ndopa vakatanga kutaura nyaya yemasanction vatiti mambunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu veganda dema veganda chena sorry tichitarisa kumashure tine zvinhu zvizhinji zvakaitika kuvanhu vatema muno munyika medu segukura hunzi vairwidzana vanhu vakasiyana siyana hatina kumboona vekuamerica nembatsi vachititsakisa masanctions muzimbabwe aishamaiwenaita kurwanda takaona mahuti nematutsi vachirwa hatina kumbonzwa veus embassy vachitakuisa masanctions nekuti vanhu vari kurwa ikoko tinoona kwese kuna mozambique nigeria kune hondo dzakasiyana siyana dzimwe dzichiitwa nemasoja emukati menyika idzi asi hatina kana musimwe chete watakaonaembassy ichiti yakuisa masanctions pasouth africa panexdoor pakaita hondo pakaita zebren pakaita noizi muzebren hatina kumbonzwa veus embassy ichinyora kana statement kana us embassy esouth africa kuti mambunyikidzirwa kodzero dzevanhu kuvarungu kumbunyikidza kwekodzero kunotaurwa kana zvichinge zvaitika kwavari veganda chete masanctions ayo akauya vanhu vatema muno vati tapwa minda yedu nekuti makaisa hama dzedu vanasekuru vedu kunzvimbo dzisingariniki ndo zvakatangira nyaya yemasanctions ichitamba zvakare nyaya itoterisa zvakare kuti hama dzedu dzekumbc dzaitokurudzira izvozvo nekuti masanctions anoita kuti upfumi hwenyika husavakite vanoroparadza upfumi hwenyika takaona zvakaitika kubva pakatanga masanctions kusvika 2008 takanga takakutaura tichirarama upfenyu hunohwisa tsitsi muno nekuti zvaitirwa izvozvo kuti ava veamerica vagone kunoisa mapapeti avo avanenge vachiudza kuti tungamirira inyika so vachipa ucheva hwedu mukati menyika ino saka saizvozvo totarisa kuti ivo veamerican embassy vanoramba vachiti masanctions ari targeted kunani akadomani nekuti vanhu vanoti ako vakadoma vanhu vano upfumi hwavo vanokwanisa kurarama upenyu hwakanaka asi iwe neni zvizvangwa zvamuna muzimbabwe isusi kutambura tisu tisina mukana wogona kuzvigadzirira pfuma tisu tisina kwatinokwanisa kana kunorabwa nekuti zvipotero zvedu hazvina kunatsojeka hazvina zvinhu zvakakwana saka zvinoda uchenjeri kuti vanhu vazive kuti zvavaitsitidzei zekuti vanoda kubatsira hurumende yedu kana zvizvarwa zvemuno muzimbabwe zvavo itsitidzei avana tsitsi dzavainadzo vanavo kutangotiona tichiparara nekutambura mukati menyika yedu vachinyepedzera kutibatsira havana kana rudo nesu vanhu ava ndo chokwadi chofanira kuzivikanwa nevanhu zvinohwisa tsitsi kuti kune vavozve matongerwo enyika vanenge vari pamberi vachiti masanctions gaagara aripo ivo kwavari vandoti vanhu varambe vachitambura voita sezvingwaringwari zvedoko doko zvichava zviri izvo zvino zvichayamusa nyika yezimbabwe kusiri nyika yakazvimirira yega kusiri nyika yakazvimirira yega.
Very interesting analogy there from Linda Masarira, the leader of LEAD. Apo vanga vari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvavari kuti ivo zvakatemerwa vanhu veZANU PF kana kuti nyika. Saka ivo vari kuti semaonero avo vari kuti zvirango izvi vanoona kunge zvakatsanga pakapambwa yatingati ivhu zvichipiwa kuvatema. Ndiwo maonero avo.
Yeah, so she is saying that kunzima kakhulu lapa ngoba uthi izitheziso lezi zafakelwa abantu bezanu pevu ngenxa yomhlabathi futhi kulabanye abathi lokho ngani akula nto njalo so ke uthi sizwe futhi eqhubekela phambili
With a lot of people got their own definition of how and how why they were supposed to be done or that they were done wrongly, but who has got a formula on how native people were displaced from their land should take back their land? There was no way the white people were going to say, oh, no, no, black people, you can come now and take the land that our ancestors took. It was not going to happen. If there had not been land invasion, would we have had sanctions in Zimbabwe? No. They only came to put sanctions in Zimbabwe because Zimbabweans had taken back their land. Why didn't they put champions when Kukura Hundi happened? They did not care because the human rights abuse were not happening to their own people. The human rights abuse they are talking about is the abuse that happened to the white people when black people wanted to take back their land. In Zimbabwe, the only country that has got native people, you have tried to reclaim what is theirs. When the Hutus and Tutsis war happened in Rwanda, did the U.S. embassy go and sanction Rwanda? The wars that have been happening in Mozambique, in Nigeria, in the Congo, where people were being killed in cold blood by soldiers, have we seen the U.S. embassy going to sanction those countries?
There you are, marvelous. We are Kuluma Jalokuti. Hey, very local. Kawazi lokuthi kumele kwezweni kodwa kumele zisulwe izijeso zenotho lezi. So ngokuthi elemeli kadlali kahle lapha khaya dlali indlela engayisiwa.
Ayi ngaphuthukunzwa mushare Linda Masarira bari kutaura ivo panyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vachiti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvakaitwa pamusoro penyaya yekupiwa kwenzi kuvanhu vatsima vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo zvirango izvi zveupfumi zvakawanikwa zvakare zvichipiwa kuzimbabwe nekuti kodzero dzevachena ndo dzakanga dzaonekwa sekunge dzakatyorwa vakataura zvakare kuti zvinovarwadza kuti hapana chakaitika panguva iyo pakaitwa zvinhu zvakadai sedhukura hombi hapana kana masanctions akauya panguva iyoyo asi masanctions aya akatozitanga kuti auye nekuti kodzero dzevachena ndo dzanga dzawanikwa idzo dzichityorwa.
Ye, zasilo baba ke Usipho Ngulube ukhona ngale ke eJohannesburg ingcwethi wezombusazwe ezimeleyo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba, akusho ukuthi wena izijezo zenotho lezi zibona njani ngokubona kwakho zi kumele zesulwe kube zihlale zikhona.
Jube kunzima ukuthi ngijaje ukuthi zesulwe zihlale zikhona. Kodwa kimi ngokubona kwami azilamthelela omkhulu kwisimo esikiso. Isimo esikiso senziwa ngohulumende esilayo. Njengoba ngike ngatsho nje kwesinye kolunye uhlelo ukuthi i-economic meltdown esilayo ayiqalanga ngaso kulezi jeziso zenotho. Siyakhumbula ukuthi after independence amakhampani amanye avalwa obulawayo wathi kuthiwa ama-overt ama-15,000 i-economy yethu yawa yachayeka. Iminingi imithelela vele eyemithetho yethu, i-local imithetho yethu evele isenza i-economy yethu iwe. Asazi nxa kungakhitshelwa ama-sanctions umehluko okuzakwenza umehluko, kodwa mina ngokwamanje ubona umehluko.
Ye, so kodwa kumele kwenziweni uya phambili khonapho ngodaba lolo.
Sesingathi ngenye indlela sokungaba lula ngabe siyacela bawakhipha ama-sanctions. Bangakhipha ama-sanctions laba abaphetheyo. Ngibona ngani sebangayisweli into yokuvika kumbe bazathola okunye next time abangavika ngakho. Kodwa kwakhathi sibasavika ama-sanctions lokhu iqiniso belazi.
Singathi iqiniso kuye.
Iqiniso njengangisitsho ukuthi yikwehluleka kwabantu, i-economy bayakwazi ukuthi iyabehlula. Sikhuluma manje dube ngikhuluma mhlala ngicela abantu nge-example elula eyemali yona le esiyitshintshayo emgaqweni. Imali itshintshwa esitaradeni phambili kwamakoti e-trade code imali iyatshintshwa. Ngabe silo hulumende ofuna ukubopha abantu abatshintsha imali kumbe abantu laba abatshintsha imali sithi kayisibo aba-connected abathintane labakhulu ngabe baboshwe ekuseni nemini nantambama. Abantu laba abatshintsha imali entsha new ongaza kuyithola ebhenki. Ebhenki baye belayini labantu belayinilayini belele elayinini bengayitholi imali but ekuseni uzathola imali entsha iphethwe abantu abasesitaradeni beyithengisa.
So singathi kulobu ngilimbani la
kulobu ngilimbani obukhulu obungabuzwayo vele.
Ye, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayindawo sizwe ke marvelous singena khonapho what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that you know the problem is not that these sanctions are directly affecting people. He says the problem is mismanagement of the economy by people who are ruling right now. So he's very unhappy about what is going on. And he says, you know what, even if they remove these sanctions, what is going to happen? So he says maybe the solution is to remove the sanctions and then watch and see what is going to happen. Because these ZANU-PF rulers have over the years been saying, you know, the issue is on the sanctions. Mm-hmm. So if that is removed, what excuse are they going to come up with? That's his argument.
Apo chukunzwa, mnyari kanile divaru kuchawra iwo, kutisema onero awo, nyaya yezvirango haisiriyo nyaya yanyanyonetsa munyika asi vari kutaura kuti ivo zvinenge zvakanaka kuti zvirango izvi zvimbobviswa kuti paonekwe kuti kana zvabviswa utongi huchaita hwejechetereve nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kubva munguva yapfuura bato rezanupf nehurumende vanenge vachingotaura ivo kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba munyika pamusoro penyaya iyoyi nemasanctions kana kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika vari kutaura ivo kuti chanetsa muzimbabwe inyaya yeutongi zvisina kunyatsotsarukana nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa iwo zvematongerwo enyika.
Yes, we have Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who has actually joined us right now for this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Juve. Good evening, Sister Marvelous. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Good evening.
Yes, Marvelous, go ahead with you.
What's your take on what we're seeing developing in Zimbabwe? We saw Linda Masarira of League and others organizations joining hands to say that they would like the sanctions removed from Zimbabwe.
Thank you, sister. Myself, personally, I'm for that. Anything, any monster whatsoever, in whatever form, damaging the lives of black people must be condemned in the strongest term. These sanctions, to me, they are unjustified and they are not fair. If you look at it, people are saying they're not affecting people of Zimbabwe. As we talk, there's a climate conference in the United Kingdom, Glasgow, and the president of Zimbabwe is going to attend that. And Zimbabweans, we are the people suffering. I don't think these sanctions are actually affecting the leaders, which they are. These people are claiming that they are targeting. They are targeting povos like me, and the go back home. So myself, I think I've listening to other African leaders speaking strongly against the sanctions. I even listened to the one man who is very successful in business, Strav Musiwa, talking about these sanctions. He's saying, how can a country function with its hands tied at the back? I think to me, these sanctions must go. And if you look at the people that are putting sanctions in Zimbabwe, they never like Zimbabweans anyway. They are the people that will never want Zimbabweans to go to their country, even if those the leaders that we have are going to start killing us. They will never allow us to go to their country. So what's the point of them trying to save us by punishing us instead of having, for 20 years now, these sanctions have been in place and they are doing nothing but only damaging us as a people.
Yes, kwela ukuthi ukufa khona konke ke ngesintu baba umlalazi.
Yeah, mina ngisho wabadibe ngithi mina alikho izwe emhlabeni elingenama problems alo. So izwe lakithi inkinga esinazo thina njengezwe. Mina ngibona ngani we must be left alone. Sisicakulule thina inkinga njengabantu bamnyama. I-Africa inama leaders. I-Africa nje wabayidivida bona abantu. I think inkinga esinazo njengeZimbabwe ngabe kuthiwa zilungiswa yiwo ama-African leaders, sincediswa yibo, but ama-sanctions sehlale kakhulu for 20 years now sinama-sanctions. And mina ngibona ngani ngoba iZimbabwe is a sovereign country. Yiko kwenza ukuthi nama-leaders ethu abe so hostile because ma ngaba mhlawumbe thina abantu bamnyama singakhulumi ngazwi linye against these sanctions, babebona ngani kukhona abantu ababenefita from these sanctions. So mina bengithi azisuswe izibezo lezi bese silungisa inkinga esinazo. Angisho ukuthi inkinga zikho, but makhangela thina ema-tabellian saba-affected kakhulu, sasukunyezwa. But angazi noma imidia engafiki na ema-tabellian babengazi bona labantu bafaka ama-sanctions. Ngabe leso sikhathi okumele sifake ama-sanctions njengeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu bengahlukunyezwa. Khona manje abantu abahlukunyezwa, there are very few compared to what happened in Alistair starting from Mangasu. So, mina ngibona ngani indlela ukuthi mhlawumbe interference nje ama ukuthi mhlawumbe kwaba affected bona labana abantu bayivele befikile kithi bazosibeza ntana nathi umnotho wethu. So, mina ngithi baqinisile omama labo umsariwa mbuto umsariwa ukuthi ama sanctions makahambe. Akusho ukuthi ma ekhona noma ehambile sekuzoba easy for ukuthi ama siyenze ipolitics yethu ngendlela elula. Izoba lokhu sihlupha but kungcono ma sivele sizenzela sikhuluma sikonde into eyodwa but than ukuthi sekhona manje i-government yeZimbabwe we are failing because izwe elibotshwe izangemuva. So alikhulu lephele izwe leli sibese sibona ukuthi government iyaphambili ithini ngoba ama political parties onke khona they are involved in ekubuseni izwe lakithi. Ungakhangela kobulawa for instance ngingaboni ufake ividiyo ukuthi amagandeni akhona ama-toilet, akhona electricity, akhona manzi. Ama-leaders wonke la campaigner angekuze kukhuluma ngakhona ukuba kukhuluma nje ngokuthi elections zoyiwina njani, sizonibusa njani. So sikukabi khona ukuba badinga ngazi.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu bamlala, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikhatshana. Mamlasi.
Aiwa afoti ukuzwa bamlalazi vari kutaura ivo kuti vanobvumirana nezviri kutaurwa namuzvare Masarira vachitaura ivo kuti ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zviri kukuwadza vanhu vagari vemunyika kwete kungoti vatungamiri chete nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti kana paine zvinhu zvakadai sezvirango upfumi hwenyika hauzofamba zvakanaka vari kutaura ivo kuti kumamisha zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ivo semaonero avo zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire kurambidzira upfumi hwenyika.
Yes, we've got Ezra Jesus Banda who has been talking to people in Bulawayo about sanctions and the general situation in the country. Still remember, Marvelous, recently the MTC alliance leader, Nelson Chamisa, claims that he was actually attacked in Mutare by some suspected ZANU-PF activists. But before we go to that video, let's hear from the ZANU-PF spokesperson, acting spokesperson, Mr. Bima. So he has got something to share with us. So let's listen to this audio that he actually sent us.
Extremely happy that in the past we were more of making a solo noise coming from Zimbabwe talking about this sanction. But we are happy now that it's not only Zimbabwe, it's the entire SADC region, it's the entire African continent that is now talking about sanctions being removed, and that these sanctions are illegal, and that these sanctions are unfounded, and that let's give Zimbabwe a chance to develop on it, and that it has the potential. And I'm happy to say the progress that we have made tremendous progress in terms of improving on the economy, stabilizing the economy, and improving the way we do business. But we have done that under sanctions. Imagine if we didn't have sanctions, the development will be phenomenal. And therefore, it's important that we continue to get this support, that these sanctions be removed and removed for good, so that the country can be given that space to develop. And develop we will. And on all fronts, the trajectory is positive. There's a lot that is now happening in terms of agriculture. And we are thank God for the good rainy season. But also, apart from the good rainy season, the various programs that have boosted potential, and as a result, it feeds into manufacturing. And there's a lot that is now happening in mining. The production is just gone haywire.
That is Mr. Mike Bieber. He's the ZANU-PF acting spokesperson. So he's talking about sanctions and saying, well, if there were no sanctions, Zimbabwe would have a very lovely economy. Okay, Marvelous, go ahead.
Aiwa, apo tanga tukunzwa kubva kuna vaMike Bima, vachitaura ivo vakamirira vaturi vezvanopiwa pari zvino sentauri zvimwe bato iri vachitaura ivo kuti dai pasina zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika. Aiwa, Zimbabwe ingadai yabudirira zvikuru, vari kuti ivo ehe pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika. Uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti izvi zviri kutoitika Zimbabwe ichiri yakatemerwa zvirango. Saka vanoona kunge zvirango izvi zvikabviswa zvingabatsire chaizvo kuitira kuti pundutso ikurumbidze kuuya munyika yeZimbabwe. Vataura zvakare vakati vari kufara nerutsigiro rwavari kuwana kubva kunyika dzeSADC idzo dzawanikwawo dzichiungana muBotswana vachitaurawo vakatsigira Zimbabwe kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe zvibviswe. Saka vati ivo izvi zviri kuvafadza nekuti zvinoreva kuti dzimwewo nyika dzemuAfrica hadzisi kufara nezvirango izvi zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe.
Lo ke umnumzana Mike Bima okade khuluma ke ukhulumela ibandla leZANU-PF esithi hayi phela kulabanye abantu abakuSADC region asebencedisa labo ukuthi phela kwesule izitheso lezi. Uthi asiso SADC yodwa, bakhona abanye abakubona khonokho. Sikhuluma nje kulo ovela kwi-United Nations, uElena Doohan, uyahlolisisa ukuthi izitheso lezi zenza nilizo le Zimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje ulungiselele ukuthi uzakwethula umbiko wakhe ngesikhathi esilandelayo. So ke we've got Sibanda speaking with people in Bulawayo. Let's listen to this interview in which he's talking to one of the MTC Alliance activists based in the city of Kings and Queens. So he's talking mainly about what happened last week to Mr. Innocent Chamisa, who claims that his car was actually stoned and a bullet went through one of the windows of the cars, of the windows. So at the end of the day, he says nothing, absolutely nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, as per demands of the USA, Britain, and other countries that impose sanctions on ZANU-PF officials.
Lapho tengu Dumuzi Dlodlo kambeke kwinokwenzakalayo abantu ke sebesola ukuthi kathi manje amabandla aphikisayo kuyaliwa ngaphalo mongameli kuthobe befuna ukumdura bembulala kambe uliqinise linganano
zakala ngokuthi okokulwa vele siyakwazi ukuthi isita siyangena izano kuyazakala ngokungena emabandleni aphikisayo go kala maybe impact yezano but siyakwazi ukuthi vele isizano sesigcwele ebantwini abanikeza ubaba
kuthi wena ibandla lakho lapho uthi ukuthi kulabantu abayizana abajoyina ibandla
amabandla wonke nje
amabandla wonke manje okaphikisayo
yes
kuyingqondo ukubulala amabandla aphikisayo
yebo yeah but lokho okunye okwemasingo le Manicaland okwenzakale kuChamisa vele ukwenza kwezano from ama 80s vele siyakwazi ukuthi izano bebelokhe be abafuna ukuphisa ama 80s you remember ukuthi unkomo laye wakwabhithula wakuthi 82-83 siyakwazi ukuthi okombaye wabhithulwa bekuzuma asikwazi kumbe ngumpopho kumbe kuyini but konke yinto embi kakhulu ukuthi uzaba yize bani kanti ukuthi amabiza aphikisayo engavumeleki
kodwa kungawukhangela abantu abaningi bathi ukutshalo kuthana awujenisa ukuthi ngumpopho ngandilitshe
it can be anything but okubi vele
ukuthi befuna ukumtshaya
ukuthi bafuna ukumtshaya kumbe kuyini akumelanga sikhangele ukuthi kuyini litiye ngumbhobho kurongo khonoko ukuthi abantu sebengama-experts ama-ballistic experts yikho vele isita esiyabe sifuna ukuthi ukwenza ukuthi liqalise ukudawuta liqalise ukwenza i-false equivalence ukuthi hhayi le amabandleni aphikisayo la kulo msindo kule violence i-violence is wrong but erongo kakhulu ngeyenziwa i-state enjengegugurawundi enjengo-2008 enjengayona le esiyibonayo ngoba i-state ima ingabophi abantu abayenza i-violence irongo kakhulu i-culpable yiyo elomlando so i-state yona kumele ibe yiyo ebaphambili ukuthi ibophe abantu sakubone kwamasingo lawana okwathiwa ngabezano owezikhosi umfana lwana lo sobhukulwana ngabe sebebotshiwe uma abakabotsha bazi lokhu abadula unkomo akukwazi wakathi kuhamba njani
so umongameli we-alliance ngalesi khathi manje uyamkhuthaza ukuthi ahambe nxa ngomkhuthaza njengomlandeli webandlalelo ungamkhuthaza ukuthi aqhwele phambili ngemisebenzi yakhe ukuvakatshela abantu umbayekele njalo kukhanya befuna umbulala
hayi vele ukubusa ezombusazwe vele e-Africa lapha vele kwenziwa inkani kumele aqhubeke ayenze imust understand i-environment vele esikiyo abe lesibindi uma uligwale e-Africa lapha kungazake kuphuma because abadala laba sebagcila sokuthi
balempande
so kumele sebenze kanzima ukuthi baphume ukuthi kuphume impande leziyabo ngoba ziningi singahlala siyi-5 omunye wangikhona vilebengoestate
so manje kambe ama-elections la azabe wa-2023 ufuna yenziwe kumbe wona njona kuzathi i-2023 liqiliwe futhi
engakukeza wonke umuntu kambe ayivota kule majini esingayifika i-rigging ayisakwaniseki abantu bangaphuma ngokuningi njengakesakubona e-Zambia esibona kwamanye amazwe
eZambia.
Ngiyabonga sir.
There you are, marvelous. So this gentleman belongs to the MTC Alliance. So he's saying, you know, there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe, and he's tracing back this kind of violence that has been happening to the 1980s, you know. He's talking about the Kukuraundi massacres. We know that, you know, the 5th Brigade actually allegedly killed more than 20,000 people in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces. And those were the two strongholds of PF ZAPU. So we know that at that time, PF ZAPU was led by Joshua Nkabo Nkomo. So he's saying, you know, this hasn't ended, and what these sanctions are is a reflection of what is happening right now in Zimbabwe.
Shirango izvindozvino zvavari kuona zvirikuitika kuti munyika parizvino vari kuti ivo ngazvindogara zvakadaro parizvino nekuti vari kuti parizvino munyika mune vanhu vari kushungurudzwa uyezve mutungamiri webati ravo vaNelson Chamisa vakawanikwawo ivo sematauriro avakaita svondora kukura vachishungurudzwa nenhengo dzeZANU-PF asi zviri kuitika izvi ndozvimwe zvakaitika munguva yapfuura panguva yebhukura hombe.
Yes, marvelous. We also have ZANU-PF supporters who are saying, you know what, is happening in the country is like these sanctions are killing people. You know, they are really causing havoc, according to them. So here is one young man who was talking about, who is actually talking about these sanctions with Ezra Jesus Fund.
I'm a young person from Culture Park who is currently studying at Lupane State University.
Lupane State University. Who is studying at Bandale ZANU-PF?
Yes.
What are you doing at ZANU-PF?
I think.
Yes,
I think it's very unfortunate for the opposition. For your opposition, you know, when we have sanctions and then when as a Zimbabwe we are supporting, it's quite unfortunate. And who's the peace? So when things like the UN rapporteurs like at this, or they come to the country to assist, I think it's time, whether you're an opposition member, a ZANU-PF member, or whatever party you support that, I think it's time to hold hands. Spamba needs the answer. Njengabantu base Zimbabwe, and we come up with one position, which is sanctions must fall. Because other countries are already saying, ama sanctions are so funny. These other countries that we speak of, Onalavo, South Africa, we have Namibia, we have Mozambique, the whole of SATA is taking us under Uchi ama sanctions lawa apu. But we have people within our own country, part where it is released, our Chibona, by our funa ama sanctions. They even go to extreme measures to fake gunshots.
So
I think in Amang, I think those are false allegations. I think some cases we need more pictures lawana. It gunshots their ass. You know? So I think those are just false allegations. So it's actually unfortunate for people who are Zimbabweans to go on to such extreme measures. Those measures in that energy, obviously further on seeing sanctions must go, obviously further on uniting as a people to say that Sifuna e country to a family, I think we would be obviously kachana kaku if we were putting that same energy in there.
But those are full of investigations.
I think you said I'm Misha. Yes, I'm a teacher.
One of the sanctions
Yes, I'm very optimistic. Which are my sanctions now in a Puma? You know, in a Puma, we will go far as the country. Because as you said, I am very optimistic and I hope. The UN, Abaco and Alapa to assist, they will get that message now. Uti, Sunama Sanchez, they have
people.
Thank you.
There you are, marvelous. So this young man is saying sanctions must go today, not tomorrow. He's saying that his future is bleak if the sanctions are in place.
ehe apo tikuzwa mumwe mukomana wechidiki anova iye nengo uye panopiyevho ari kutaura iye kuti aiwa zvirango izvi ngazvidziiswe vari kutaura zvakare vari kushora kuti ivo mapato anopikisa sei vari kuda kuti zvirango izvi zvirambe zviripo nekuti iye ari kuti semukomana wechidiki zvirango izvi zviri kumukanganisa uyezve mune zvinhu zvakawanda nyanya panyaya yeupfumi hwenyika nezvimwewo.
Mr. Ngulube, so you heard this young man saying the sanctions must go, and he's saying, you know, the opposite of what you're saying in terms of the impact of the sanctions on industries and management of the country. He's saying all this is happening because of sanctions, nothing else. Baba Ngulube.
I go right, Baba, to the young man. Tina, we are over 50. I'm to see Pume. U-1980 sibona izinto zitshintsha ezandleni zethu ama-99 early 1990s walana kutshintsha i-economy besikukhangele thina. So thina kasikhulumi ngento yakulivike phelela, sikhulumi ngento yama-sanctions evele kulivike phelela, sikhuluma ngo-railways bethuthwa besiwa besifa. Abafana bona yena lo mfana omazi okhulumayo angahamba e-United College of Education ayebona umgodi owagejwayo wesitimela sesivulelwa indlela entsha owagejwa ngama-90s sowaze wabhoko wavaleka manje awukhangela bona umgodiwana wawugwejwa ukuthi isitimela sizatshintsha umgwaqo sifakwe ngapha asizange sitshintshe isitimela ahambe khona le Queen's Park semndawo kulento ezinzalo ngambingaliselito eningi angumfana omncane nxa engakwazi thina sikhule kobulawa njengana ngengatho sikhule kobulawayo ifunctiona. Manje abantu nje babethathela imichova kathesi abantu bemichova sebevalela imichova yabo ngama-sanctions nawo nalawo njengana uhulumende semonopolize i-transport industry ngama-sanctions na abantu abalamichova sebethathela imichova yathatha abanye abasayisebenzi bethenga imichova ngemali zabo ayisasebenzi isikhontrolwa nguhulumende ama-sanctions angena ngaphi lo ubaezanu layo uke wathi ilizulu linile kuleminyaka opheleyo kuvunyiwe kodwa impuphu lamanje thina impuphu siyithenga eGoli size sithengele isawudo. Isawudo into yayingathengwa eyayingacelwa lobu seyithatha emzini isawudo siyithenga eGoli impuphu siyithenga eGoli njengamanje inxa kuyukuthi kulinyiwe ekhaya yindaba kumashopu singahambi sifike sithenga impuphu ngenormal price hayi ukuthi impuphu iwe i-double price isinkwa ekhaya si-about 20 rand manje nxa kuthiwa kwakulinyiwe kathi isinkwa indaba singabe i-12 round in at least sibe yi-15 rand nxa kuthiwa siyadula.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho-ke sibone ukuthi uma vela sephendukile yini kade ngani usephumile khona manje. Ye so while we're waiting for Marvelous, what we can say is that maybe Mr. Ngulube, the problem is in the manner in which these sanctions are being portrayed by certain people, you know, the opposition and the ruling government. Is that not the case?
Angizwa baba Mdube.
Yeah, ukuthi kambe kungabe ama sanctions lawa abekwe ngendlela eyiyo yini xa sikhangela ukuthi
abekwa ngendlela right Dube. Yikho bengithe mina ukuze singabi le nto esizabe siyikhomba kumbe sikhombana ngayo ngemina awakhishwa ama sanctions sibone ukuthi okuzacatshwa ngakho next kuyini ngoba iqiniso ama sanctions awasithinti vele awasenzeli lutho. Asazi ukuthi ama-sanctions athinta ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abanothileyo ngabantu aba-connected ephathini ngabantu abathize abamonopolize izinto nje balangifaka i-example yendaso amabhasi siyakwazi ukuthi okulomnumzana othize othenga amabhasi wawafaka kuzubko kwasoku-afektha wonke umuntu lo zithengela ikhombi yakhe sokuthiwa kafake ikhombi yakhe kuzubko kambe ikhombi yakho nxa uzayifaka kuzubko wena ukwazi ukuzimanejela ususiyamanejelwa ngomunye umuntu nxa isifile i-maintenance yakhona ngoyenzayo kodwa umanejwa ngomunye umuntu uyabe uyithengelana i-property yakho pho.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho-ke Marvelous, go ahead.
I'm not sure maybe if you can back announce what our guest was saying.
Yeah, you were saying that you know, when it comes to sanctions, the problem is the manner in which these sanctions are being, you know, talked about by the ruling party, you know, actually painting that picture as if they are seriously affecting people. But he's saying the bottom line is remove them and see what they can do next.
Aiwa, apo mnyari kamigedi warikuta warakuti maonero avo ivo vari kuti ivo zvinenge zvichitaurwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yemasanctions. Ivo semaonero avo vari kuti ivo dai masanctions aya abviswa kuti tigozoona kana kuti nyika igozoona kuti pane zvichashanduka here, nekuti vanoti pari zvino hurumende inenge iri kungoshandisa kuti zvinhu hazvisi kufamba pamusoro penyaya yezvirango izvozvi zvavanoti zvakatemerwa vamwe nhengo dzezanupf.
Yes, I also spoke to Saipet Musengezi, who has actually filed a court application seeking the removal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa from the position of ZANU-PF secretary. He says that he's now receiving death threats, and this is because he filed that kind of application. Let's listen to the interview briefly here.
We have to file the affidavit, which they must do, I'm sure, within the next 10 days. In any society, there are some overzealous people. You know, some of the comrades, they'll be trying to please their masters, and they'll be sending threats, some will be calling, threatening. But I don't see why anyone would want to harm me, because this is just a court application. If they have anything against, they should just file their papers instead of calling and harassing me. Judge Charamba, that one is the case, man. Who listens to Charamba? He doesn't, like a presidential spokesperson. This is a party matter. It's not a government. It's not a government issue. I've been a member of the MPF since I was in Form 3. And I've gotten evidence to support, I've got my current membership cards. I've got my membership cards before the 2017 change of leadership. So for a person like George Charamba to come out and say I'm not a party member, if he doesn't know me, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not a party member. And we don't work with George Charamba in ZANU-PF, because he is a spokesperson of the president regarding government matters, not party matters. When it comes to the party, we have our own spokesperson. I'm determined for the party to follow the constitution. And I'm not saying the first secretary and president of the party committee in Mnangagwa should be removed from this section. I'm simply saying, let's regularize the leadership. Let's follow the details of our own constitution. The constitution has got directions on how we convene and preside over the meetings that select the leadership. Let's just follow that. If Comrade Mnangagwa wants to be elected as the president and first secretary of the party, he is free to contest like any other, comrade who would also want to contest for the same position. If Comrade Mnangagwa wins, then that's fine. But if he loses, he can be redeployed, and we can have a leader who has been selected by the people, not the current setup of imposition. He was imposed on the people of ZANU-PF. He didn't elect him. They had their own meeting with the Mchangwas, the Matema Dandas, people who were expelled from the party. So we can't say we can't have a leader who was selected by people who were expelled, who were not members of the party, who were not members of the party.
There is Mr. Msengezi. So we are sorry again, Lava Marvelous. Ukulume sithi ke uMnangagwa kumele asuswe esikhundleni sikasekretary kumbunobhala jikelele webandla leZANU-PF. So uthi ke kulo bantu osebemthwalise nzima, abantu bayamethusela, abanye bafuna ukumbulala, into ezinjalo. Ngena khona bomavula.
Aiwa, apo tikunzwa kubva kuna vaMsengezi vanga vari kutaura ivo naJibs Dube vachitaura ivo kuti kubva pavakawanikwa ivo vachitsura nyaya yavo kuhigh court yekuti vada kuti vaMnangagwa vabviswe pachigaro, vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa, vachiwanikwa vachitumidzirwa mazwi ekuti ngavape nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka asi vari kutaura ivo kuti havasi kufara nekutorwa kwakaitwa masimba navaMnangagwa mubato ravo iroro reZANU-PF.
Mr. Mlalazi, what's your take on this court application? I know that you are not a lawyer, but from an observer's point of view, what's your take on this?
Siyabonga baba Dube. Lo baba ebekhala ngokuthi kwakuthi ubaba uMgabe. Mina ngibona ngani kwanciphisa kakhulu amasela afana naye lokhulumayo baba balitswana ngoba manje sithi umgabe wakhipha ngendlela engekho right you should have realized ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe babambana kanjani makuphuma ubaba lwana wayevele esingezela he missed an opportunity as a leader umgabe for nearly 40 years kokheli izwe elinabantu abadivided tribal division ayikhona phakathi kwabantu. So a court application laid a non-starter to me because he is mentioning a name that is sending chills to our spine. That old wife who fell embusweni umuntu wathi angisazwalisa amazwi kangaka. We are now becoming a wasted generation because of umuntu efana naye ubaba umgadi. But having said that, into engiyibona mina as a person, you have just said ukuthi I'm not a lawyer. Ngikhuluma nje with the layman's point of view ukuthi njengomuntu weZimbabwe ngibona ngilungele ukuthi nami ngithi my own view. Ngibona ngani the seed of hate and intolerance, political intolerance, comes from the leaders. Even if it's a church, a leader may nginaqiniso or anything, you can see any party in Zimbabwe now. And then again, we adopted this independence, so adopted with where Lagune, Bosco, Novonga band that was before, even if that person is going to lead us in the ditch and we end up being swallowed by a shark, we all gonna go there like blind sheep. But if you look at it, people not, we don't get leaders among our United Zimbabwe because we're having a country called Zimbabwe under sanctions. That is a fact. Zimbabwe is under sanctions. And as black people should be talking with one voice, not people suspecting their cause, using an advantage of which now there's a special repertoire corner in the country. It's a PTP, there's a corner, it's one of the China corner. It's not only embarrassing anyone, it's embarrassing Mugomiyama in the world. Mugomiyama in Africa is a continent. They are being embarrassed when Mugomiyama behavior like animals. It's not really fair with the interviews running after each other for the sake of being a leader or for other few people who are leading these political parties. It's an embarrassment to them because you look at them, we're leading a party or any party or a T-shirt, any kind of the moon to Zimbabwe. You can see which as a nation we are going to go in circles, it's getting up, we are going towards the election. I'm going to put political tolerance if you are not happy with what's happened in this other party, you are being labeled, would you belong to this party? Akusena freedom, there was people in the FIFUNA because you'd be labeled, would you belong to a certain party? So, law, Ukulmela, Ubamugari, I think. Mele attack in Zimbabwe, not in court. Mele attack, he deserves to be attacked, really attacked. He's taking us back in 20 years. They are thieves. That's all they are.
So, Siyabuzwa Khulike, Babu Ngulube, ubona njani khona kuba?
As of Baum Lala, my city is deserved to be attacked. That it would condemn my attack days from my political tolerance. It would otherwise condemn it, nothing. But so city, this person deserves to be attacked. But in a state, it's the rule of law. That person is only right here with my point. And he has the constitution as Hanu PF, and he has the constitution as Bab. But Umkabe Yamzonda, but Umkabe Wakishaga, this condensed. That was a coup. We supported it, yes, Zimbabweans, because such a situation, very Sibontum Kabumera from a party, Sassing Abonutu are 18 is Zanu PF process here. So is Zanu PF used the PIP. So Lomuntu Maile, right, you must scrum a constitution, scrum a Simlande, a Utu team. See, I was Banga, Poba Bumpo, Vice President. Pela Ompo is supposed to be there, Mawiti Zanu Yaland, the Constitution. Singa Nanas, Umtoje Ompo should be there. Ompo was the Awaz, a holy defense in Mandu, a cultural Sanja. If Prince of Asin made Umutu Umzonda, but Mawuti, any into I see a wish, who made us condemn. And there was Zanu Velebazam, Tretena and Alumund. That's the reality of Zimbabwe. You go to them threatening us. I was there Zimbabwe very much against the certain party very was a chero. I sang out for which is not right. Umuntu kumele nxa ephuma kubuya kwehlwa ikhoti yakuhlula zimali zakhe ikhoti ifike imtshele but ivele ikhoti yezimbabwe isusile ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi ikhoti yezimbabwe is controlled by certain individuals siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba omunye obe nguchief judge wa utsheliwe ukuthi umthetho usephelelwe yithemu yakhe kodwa ubiselwe indlela ezithize eziyi-backdoor siyakwazi amajaji ezimbabwe amaningi ala maplaza aphezulu khonokara isystem the system is dead very hard.
Yeah, so
what I'm trying to say is Umlalas mustn't condemn and at the same time go against the same thing I condemn. He condemned the system in Zimbabwe, political tolerance. If he condemns political tolerance, he must completely condemn it, not condemn it and the other time you support it. We must stop political tolerance in Zimbabwe, and then we must give people a chance. If you want that person want to go and to court and challenge the nothing the president of Mnangagwa, he's free to do that. If it's in a free country, and the court must judge, give a judgment. Hey, that's the only way you can do. But we know in Zimbabwe the courts are just I don't know how can I put it. The courts are controlled by the state, so even if he goes to court, there are slim chances of winning that court case. And the other thing, we know these threats which are now coming on. We are expecting these threats. Every time you speak against the ruling party in Zimbabwe, you get threats.
Thank you very much. And according to some ZANU-PF officials, you know, I spoke to Eliphaz Mashaba and Philip Kaule. They're saying that this guy has got a right to actually file this court application. And they're going to see what is going to happen next. So at the end of the day, they're saying, okay, he may have missed the point because of a certain article in the ZANU-PF Constitution, which actually gives the decision-making body in ZANU-PF, the Central Committee, to make certain decisions outside Congress. But his argument is that committee was not properly constituted. You know, it was not convened in the proper manner. So that's where this argument is. Yeah.
Aiwa, apota chikunzwa munyarikani wedu vari kutaurawo vachiti ivo zviri kutaurwa navamutsengezi zvekuti pari zvino vari kushungurudzwa uyezve pane vamwe vavari kutowanikwa ivo vachiti ndavafi mushure mekunge vakwidza nyaya yavo yekuti vamunangagwa vabviswe pachigaro sezvo vakapiwa masimba aya zvisiri pamutemo mubato irori yezanupf saka munyarikano vanga vari kuti hapana chakaipa kuti munhu akwanise kupidza nyaya yakadai zvinhu zvinotofanira kunge zvichiitika munyika pasina kutyisidzirwa asi vakataura ivo kuti semaonero avo bato rezanupf rakashandisa veruzhinji pavakabvisa vamugabe kuti vagadzirise zvinhu zvemuyatingati bato ravo asi veruzhinji vanga vasingatoziva kuti ndosichazoitika mune ramangwana saka po vari kutaura kuti aiwa nyaya iyi iri kuitika nekuti vamusengezi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa vari muzimbabwe hazvina kunaka nekuti munhu kana dai kwanga paine utongi hwechechetere munhu anobvumidzwa kutaurawo zviri pamwoyo pake uyezve vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti vagarisane zvakanaka kana yatinoti yetolerance nekuti.
Sorry, Marvelous, I think you cut off. So can you rejoin, please, where you are? I think there was an issue there. So I think we are coming almost to the end of the show, and maybe we'll get Marvelous back because she was slightly cut off. Yeah, so I'm happy that she's back. She was cut off from the... yes. So now we've come to the end of the show. I wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi and Mr. Sipho Ngulube. These are independent commentators, and we also wish to thank those that contributed to the show. That is Blessing Zulu, who spoke to Mr. Mike Bima of ZANU-PF, and Ezra Chisaswanda, who spoke to several people in Bulawayo. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mr. Nanyahuye, saying, have a very good night.